WDR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. President Biden making an unannounced visit to Ukraine's capital on Monday in a show of support for the country.
I think it has a huge impact on the morale of the entire nation. Now, I suspect if you're down there in the trenches in somewhere like Bakhmut, where the fighting is absolutely terrible, I think you're more focused on staying alive. But of course, what it means is the messaging that America and the West will continue to support Ukraine. And in practical terms, if you are down there in the trenches on the front line, it's that physical support that makes all the difference.
ABC's Ian Panel. Fresh rescue efforts in Turkey and Syria after yet another powerful earthquake. Ibtissam Genfu ducked for cover when the 6.4 quake struck.
People are trapped as well. So new rescue efforts to save those lives.
This is on top of the devastation from the 7.8 magnitude quake earlier this month. Classes back in session at Michigan State University after last week's shooting that killed 3 students and injured 5. This is ABC News. Authorities in Los Angeles County have made an arrest in the shooting death of a Catholic bishop murdered at his home on Saturday.
It was not a random killing, according to investigators. A 65-year-old suspect now under arrest named Carlos Medina knew Bishop David O'Connell.
Medina is the husband of Bishop O'Connell's housekeeper, who has previously done work at the bishop's residence.
Sheriff Robert Luna saying a tip called in on Sunday night pointed them toward Medina, who had allegedly been telling people the bishop owed him money. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Prosecutors in Santa Fe, New Mexico have dropped a firearm enhancement against actor Alec Baldwin in the involuntary manslaughter case stemming from the on-set shooting that killed a cinematographer in 2021. That enhancement would have added a mandatory 5-year sentence if Baldwin was convicted. His attorneys, though, argued the firearm enhancement only became law after the shooting occurred and is therefore unconstitutional. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Get your Brewers sponsorships, hip!
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS AM 1100 and 97.3 FM is your home for Brewer Baseball in Oshkosh and the surrounding area. Tie your business into one of the most popular sports franchises in the state. Become a sponsor of Brewer Baseball. Call our sales office at 608-819-8255. That's 608-819-8255. Tell them you want to be on the team.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on Oshkosh Air Support WISS and the talk of Green Bay WGBW.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to 3 women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Earl Ingram.
Mandela Barnes.
Yeah, the stories that I've talked about, stories I share, my own personal experience, was not much different from the experience from a lot of other people across the state. People generally want to be able to, you know, exist together in harmony.
Working hard every day to inform, enlighten, and bring our community together. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
When the wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay.
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. We're available on Sirius XM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman Program. Welcome back. Hang on just a second here. There we go. Playing with the magic numbers. Wanted to talk briefly about President Biden and also solicit your thoughts. I mean, you know, what are your thoughts on President Biden visiting Ukraine? This is, and Jimmy Carter, President Jimmy Carter, and the state of the Republican Party. You know, David Frum talking about, well, you know, they're behaving like dicks, but, you know, maybe if they start talking about crime. I don't see it. I mean, what I'm seeing is the rise of an openly fascist party, an openly fascist political party. And I don't think I think one of the symptoms of an openly fascist political movement is behaving like a bully. I respectfully think would go a whole lot farther, shall we say, than David Frum did. And, you know, and I get he's, you know, he's an ex-Republican and all that, but I'm curious your thoughts on that as well. This is where the GOP is at right now. You've got this headline, David Neiwert over at Daily Kos. He's a staff writer. The headline, right-wing pundits leap on Ohio disaster as proof Biden administration is, quote, waging a war on white people. This is from the Tucker Carlson show. He told his Fox audience of millions that the Environmental Protection Agency is, quote, not too concerned about the train derailment because it won't help them sell solar panels. Right. He said, and I quote, we can tell you the Biden administration doesn't seem too concerned about it either way. Donald Trump got over 71% of the vote in the county in the last presidential election. Carlson, of course, seems to have amnesia about the fact that it was Donald Trump who deregulated the railroads in 2017 that allowed this to happen. I mean, literally, that allowed this to happen. Also, Cy Hirsch's story about the U.S. blowing up the gas pipeline continues to unravel. It turns out that he is claiming now that he has only one single source for the story, and at least three of the points that he has made in that article have been demonstrably, you know, proven not to be the case. And his source has claimed to have been in multiple places that are just basically simply impossible, like in the White House and in the Kremlin. It certainly sounds to me like a classic Russian disinformation campaign that Cy Hirsch got suckered into, which is really unfortunate, but, you know, life goes on. All right, so picking up your calls and your thoughts. Oh, and Biden, like I said, is in Ukraine right now. Marjorie Taylor Greene trash-talking him for this, which is just very, very strange. Oh, and I was going to mention to you also, Richard Belzer died yesterday. Richard, I knew Richard. I didn't know him well, but, you know, we met a number of times and had a few meals together, and he introduced me at the Strand bookstore in New York City back, 15 years ago. We had dinner that night and he got up and introduced my book. And I think that was for Screwed, for that book that he was introducing me for. Anyhow, he passed away at the age of 78. And his last words were you can't say it on the air. F you, mother effer, which was just like so in character in some ways with Richard Belzer. Richard, rest in peace. A good guy and a great actor, just an absolutely brilliant actor. All right, let's pick up your phone calls here. Pearson in Lamarck, Texas. Hey, Pearson, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom.
Hey.
Hope you had a restful weekend. Listen, before I get you to clarify something you said with regards to that one sentence definition of neoliberalism,
yeah.
I want to comment about Frum, isn't he, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't he one of the people behind that no labels scam several years back?
He's involved with it. I don't know what his level of involvement is these days, but yeah, he, I mean, he's a, quote, moderate Republican. I think he's longing for a party that is dead now. I really do.
Yeah, and you know what they're going to do? They're going to start attacking and scavenging the bones of the Democratic Party unless we beat them to it.
Yeah.
And populate the Democratic Party with unapologetic progressives like the squad members. So we better step up our game before it's too late, because Republicans don't waste time.
Yeah.
Listen, about neoliberalism, I heard your definition, and there was an element that was missing, because I recall your definition many months ago. And correct me if I'm wrong, but unless that definition has changed, I would think that the key element that was missing in your definition today is that the liberalism part of the neoliberalism is that the free market is free to operate liberally. In other words, with little or no
regulation.
Regulation, yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought
that was my point. The marketplace is above democracy. So the marketplace defines the terms of the game of democracy, rather than democracy is defining the terms of the game of capitalism, of the marketplace. And,
right, they're allowed to operate liberally, which right. I thought was a good term to use, so people don't confuse that with liberals.
Well,
that's the part I have always trouble with.
Yeah, it's
neoliberalism.
A problem. These were European economists, and the word liberal in Europe means the exact opposite of what it means here in the United States. I mean, it means what we would call conservative. So.
Yeah, that's how they keep us coming and going. Listen, one other thing related to this,
mm-hmm.
and you correct me if I'm wrong, but in my estimation, every Republican Party president we have had in the White House, let's say starting arbitrarily with Dwight D. Eisenhower, from Eisenhower on forward all the way up to and including Trump, each Republican Party president has been progressively worse. Not progressive, progressively worse. And starting with Eisenhower, for all that you can say that he did good, like the interstate highway system, some people would argue the way we did it was wrong, but he green-lighted Kermit Roosevelt going to, was it Iran? When they just elected Mossadegh,
yeah.
Because the oil companies wanted control of
that
oil?
That was an era, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, that was the era when the Dulles brothers and the CIA and whatnot were riding high, and there was this belief that we had conquered the Nazism, and next we were going to conquer communism, and expanding across the globe and building a larger national consensus for democracy, even if it meant overthrowing governments that we didn't like. It was a very problematic period of time. I'm not an apologist for Eisenhower. I just want to point out to Republicans that he won two elections, 52 and 56, by huge margins, by saying that as a Republican, he supported expanding the right to unionize, he supported expanding social, and he did, and he supported expanding Social Security, and he did, he supported building infrastructure across the United States, and he did.
With that progressive income tax code.
That's right, and he supported the 91% top income tax rate and the 52% top corporate income tax rate, and he maintained them throughout his presidency. So,
and we need to reestablish that without any loopholes. That's the key.
I'm with you.
No loopholes for the ultra wealthy, and Eisenhower's progressive tax code will be a solid foundation for this country, economic foundation on which we can build.
It would be. We need to repeal the Trump, Bush, and Reagan tax cuts. And if we did that, we would be back on a path toward a balanced budget, which we can argue about whether that's even important. But it is costing us money to pay interest on the national debt. It's an interesting conundrum because, Powell says he's trying to slow down the economy, but he raises interest rates, which means that the federal government has to pay a higher return on bonds. That higher return on bonds is more federal money, tax money being poured into the pockets of people who hold bonds, which are mostly the very, very rich, which is a stimulative thing in the economy that increases inflation. So it's like, one of those weird catch-22s. Pearson, I've got to move along, but thank you for the call. We covered a lot of territory there. David in Denver. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
I had an idea that I wanted to bounce off you, and so the idea is that the federal government would give 0% loans to banks,
uh-huh.
with the caveat that they could loan Americans at 2% anything that had to do with green energy. So, in other words, if you're buying either a new house or an old house that has solar panels on it, you can buy it at 2%. right. or if you're buying a car that's a hybrid. Is that something that would work or no?
Well, that's not a terrible idea, but it's not anywhere near as kind of radical or progressive as what we just passed with the Inflation Reduction Act, where there's and the CHIPS Act. I mean, the CHIPS Act doesn't even have a cap on how much money corporations can in terms of support get for building chips factories here in the United States. The Inflation Reduction Act also, could get a whole lot larger than when it was passed if enough Americans take advantage of it. Getting a 30% tax credit for solarizing your house or, you know, changing the electrical infrastructure of your house, you know, thousands of dollars of subsidies for electric cars. That's direct money. That's not just, the kind of indirect money that you're talking about there, David. So I really think that that's what we're doing. And our energy infrastructure is changing really rapidly. And in some of the most unusual places. I mean, almost 40% of the electricity in Texas now on some days is generated by wind and solar. Same thing in Iowa. Some of these states are really, really, stepping up to the plate. And it's the marketplace that's doing it, because wind and solar are now cheaper than any other form of energy. So, you've got all these new projects coming out that are building this. It's quite a remarkable thing. When I was flying into Michigan last week, as we were coming in over Lansing, there was this, you can see just north of Lansing, in the rural area, there was an area that looked like it stretched out for miles of just a massive wind farm. Must have been all kinds of things, because there were all these farms, in the middle of it all. They must have all gotten together and, hooked up with a utility or something. So I think it's happening, David. I really do, and I think it's a really good thing. David, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll continue the conversation on the other side of the break, 45 minutes past the hour. In my opinion, Jimmy Carter was the best president of my lifetime. Now, somebody on Twitter said, what, were you born after John Kennedy? No, I think John Kennedy had the potential to be one of the great presidents, but his life was cut way too short. He was one of the most inspirational presidents. But in terms of what could be done?
Listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And who he was and the life he lived, I think Jimmy Carter was number one in my lifetime. What say you? We'll be right back.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. When you go to the bathroom, you always close the door behind you, right? I mean, you don't want random passersby looking in on you. So why would you let people look in on you when you go online? Your privacy online is important, and that's why I use ExpressVPN and why you should too. Using the internet without a VPN is like going to the bathroom and not closing the door. Your internet service provider knows every single website you visit, and they can sell this information to tech giants or anybody else they want who can then use your data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure tunnel between your device and the internet, so your online activity can't be seen by anyone. It works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi is protected. And all you have to do is fire up the ExpressVPN app and click one button. It's as easy as closing the bathroom door. Get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free by going to expressvpn.com/Tom. I've been using ExpressVPN for almost a decade. It is great and is lickety-split fast. That's expressvpn.com/THOM for 3 extra months free. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Mark in Schenectady, New York. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up, you brought up about the dictatorial Republican Party and how far they're going to the right. And in Michigan, the Republican leadership has, and I can't think of the woman's name, she's going full board on denial. And she's not backing down, she's doubling down. And it's kind of sad, but we keep on waiting for the Republican Party to wake up. They are who they are.
Yeah,
they're not
right.
Going to wake up. Yeah. They're going to go as far right as possible, because at least for the primaries, that works for them. So why would you change something that has worked? Now, the general election is something different. But right now, they're not interested in backing down, or they just want to double down.
Yeah.
And so, I heard on one of the shows where they said we don't want a weak Republican Party. We need both a strong Republican Party and a strong Democrat Party and a true democracy. But that depends on whether the strong Republican Party is the old type of Republican Party, and not what they currently have.
Whether there's a shared belief between the two parties that democracy is a system worth maintaining, basically.
Correct.
And the Republican Party has abandoned that belief. I think that's the main thing. But also, I mean, you know, the Democratic Party is facing an interesting challenge right now because the Republicans are trying to brand the Democrats. You know, actually, rather than getting into all, I want to write an op-ed about this and really do a deep dive on it. So I'll just hold that thought in abeyance for the moment. But, you know, this is it's a time of real challenge, I think, for both parties. Mark, thank you for the call. Mayor in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Mayor, what's on your mind today?
Hey there, Tom. Long-time listener, first-time caller. So happy to speak with you. And thank you so much for your years of service to our country in the form of real information. And I agree with you 100%. Jimmy Carter, also best president in my known history. What a man. And what I wanted to chat with you about today is, have you heard about this super PAC that is being constructed by one Republican donor with the backing of moderate Democrats and Republicans working together to thwart the efforts of any progressive trying to run for office moving forward?
What's the name of the super PAC?
That's a good question. I just got an email from Bernie about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't really name a super PAC, and he also didn't name the Republican donor, so I need to dig into this, but I wondered if you had heard anything about it.
There are several super PACs that are aligned with more or less the kind of no labels movement and the Problem Solvers Caucus, which is Democrats and Republicans. No labels and the Problem Solvers basically are all corporate shills. You know, they're you know, pimps for legislation that corporations want. And I mean, you know, that's kind of been with us always. And there's a lot of very wealthy people and giant corporations that are, you know, pouring money into those kind of things. But without knowing the name of that particular super PAC, I couldn't offer an opinion on it. But it doesn't surprise me. I mean, you know, we still have this cancer within the Democratic Party, and a number of these people are quite proud of themselves. I mean, Kurt Schrader here in Oregon, thank God we voted him out last time around, although, you know, we ended up with a Republican. You know, I don't think that's going to hold for more than 2 years. But he was proud of the fact that he was, you know, working to thwart any kind of legislation that would allow, just simply allow Medicare to negotiate drug prices. I mean, just as something as fundamental as that, you know, should we all be ripped off by giant drug companies? I mean, there are drugs in the United States that, you know, sell for a dozen dollars or $30 in Canada that are $1,000 or more here in the United States. Insulin here in the United States, $1,000, you know, for a month's supply in many cases in most other countries, you know, it's $25-$30. And they mm-hmm. they get away with it because they can. These are basically monopolies. And also, with regard to Medicare, they get away with it because when George Bush rewrote the law in 2003 to roll out Medicare Advantage, they inserted this sweet little provision in there that forbade Medicare from negotiating for drug prices, which is insane. Medicare is the largest purchaser of drugs in the United States, and they have to pay full retail for every single pill as if they're buying them one at a time. It's nuts. Mayor, I got to run, but thank you. Thanks for bringing up important stuff. Thank you. It's great to hear from you, and congratulations on your first call. We'll be right back. It is, it's the top of the hour. On the other side of the hour, Ben Wickler is going to tell us about the most important race coming up this year. It's happening tomorrow.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
These are crazy, stressful times. If you haven't tried CBD, you haven't experienced complete relaxation. The reason I find that CBDistillery.com has the best CBD products, including their top-rated Synergy Plus collection. No prescription needed. It's calmness and well-being delivered right to your door that'll make you wonder how you manage life without it. It's called Unwind Synergy plus THC and CBD. It's only available from CBDistillery.com. You must be 21 or older to order. Unwind Synergy is remarkably formulated with full-spectrum CBD plus hemp-derived Delta-9 THC. The bottom line for Louise and me, Unwind Synergy is for us and for you too. And with over 2 million customers, CB Distillery is the source you can trust. Visit CB Distillery.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on Oshkosh Air Support WISS and the Talk of Green Bay WGBW.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the...
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.